T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the number of people getting vaccinated continues to drop. The CDC out with some new information saying the numbers are down about 43% across the country from a month ago. That's the people getting vaccinated. And here in LA County, it's really starting to show, with the numbers of people unvaccinated getting COVID keeps going up. And the Delta variant appears to be behind the spike. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's John Baird.
Experts say the Delta variant is fueling the surge, and they can see it in the numbers, like more than 1,000 new cases per day for three straight days. 1,113 cases were reported on Sunday alone, with four additional deaths here. Former CDC Acting Chief Dr. Richard Besser told Good Morning America he's worried about the Delta variant spreading in places like L.A. County, even with the relatively high vaccination rates here.
You know, the Delta variant, it is more contagious, and so any area where there's a lower rate of vaccination, you're going to see spread. And it's going to vary by neighborhood.
He noted that one neighborhood could have very high vaccination rates and the one right next to it, very low vaccination rates. Here in LA County, most of the infections, the new ones, are happening by far in people under the age of 50, and almost all of the people catching COVID-19 at this point are unvaccinated. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Former California Governor Jerry Brown warning this state's current spending plan can't last because the budget surplus, he says, is artificially pumped up by the federal pandemic spending.
Federal government is getting deeper into debt. They're spending money wildly. The state is now spending money. It's not sustainable. We need a more frugal, sustainable, prudent way of doing business. I would predict, certainly within 2 years, we're going to see fiscal stress.
Brown made the comments on NBC LA, says this state's reliance on taxing the wealthy means that any downturn on Wall Street would lead to a dramatic revenue shortfall here in California.
With high heat comes a flex alert, yet another one today between 4 this afternoon and 9 tonight, everybody being asked to conserve power. CAISO says it's a result of high temperatures and unreliable electric transmission lines from Oregon due to a fire up there they're calling the bootleg fire. They say the Californians should pre-cool their homes and use major appliances earlier in the day.
In the Inland Empire, some people have been sent to the hospital because of the heat.
With temperatures expected near 100 again today in the Inland Empire, doctors at Loma Linda University Medical Center are expecting more heat exhaustion and heat stroke patients at their hospital and urgent cares.
This is definitely the last few days the most that we've seen.
Dr. Adrian Cotton is the chief of medical operations at Loma Linda.
I think for a few days people can handle it, but when the heat just continues on and on and on, that's when some of the more major problems occur.
Cotton tells KNX most of the patients have been homeless, the elderly, and people who can't afford air conditioning. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Southern California Edison launching a project today to install thousands of electric vehicle charging stations. The utility plans to build about 38,000 of them over the next 5 years near stores, workplaces, and what they call multi-family areas. Edison says about half will be installed in what they're calling disadvantaged communities and places with poor air quality.
Well, you heard about the people going to the hospital because of all the very hot temperature readings in the Inland Empire. Some of those, the highest on earth. Timothy Hatcher from Florida was in Palm Springs, 120 degrees Saturday.
Our friends have a swimming pool, so we've been jumping in there in the morning, although by the evening it's over 95 degrees in the swimming pool. Yeah. So just that and drinking lots of beer.
Jordan Lee Cohen from L.A. said this heat in Palm Springs different than anything ever experienced.
I don't feel places like this should exist. It's too hot. It's too hot.
Again, 119 or so expected today. The temp should be going back down to normal beginning tomorrow.
City leaders in Redondo Beach supposed to consider tomorrow whether to relocate a homeless shelter. It's 15 units. The shelter is at a public work site near the South Bay Galleria right now. But local zoning laws don't allow for a shelter at that location. It's currently operating because of an emergency declaration because of the pandemic. Officials say that since the shelter opened last December, it has led to 18 people moving into permanent housing.
A San Fernando Valley man who admitted to taking part in a document trafficking ring will be sentenced today. Carlos Hernandez of Granada Hills created and then sold counterfeit U.S. passport cards, social security cards, driver's licenses, and some other documents. Authorities found hundreds of those documents bogus. When searching a Van Nuys apartment in January, he had $40,000 in cash in his home.
Guy's been arrested in Las Vegas, accused of killing his dad in Rialto. Witnesses say it was a domestic dispute that led to a shooting last week. Police say they found the man's father dead in the front yard. Guy took off before officers arrived. He was eventually found at a home in Las Vegas.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.